Hey there, this is the FBC Youth Sermon Preview Podcast, and Paul and his wife just had a baby.
They've got big stuff going on.
Actually, oh, yeah.
Little stuff.
Yeah, little big stuff.
Little big stuff.
So he's obviously not here, and therefore Josh will be asking himself the questions.
So I brought in the water boy to help out with the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tonight we're in Proverbs 9, our second sermon in Proverbs. And we talked a little bit about last week, kind of the big structure of Proverbs and how Proverbs 1 through 9 set the paradigm for then the short, pithy, punchy Proverbs that come after that, the Proverbs that we usually think of when we think of the book of Proverbs. So tonight we're finishing, you know, last week we did Proverbs 1. This week we're going to do Proverbs 9. So we're kind of doing the bookends of that introductory section. So Proverbs 9. Proverbs 9 is a really cool proverb. It presents two ladies. There's Lady Wisdom and there's Lady Folly. And so my goal tonight is to look at these two ladies, to look at how they live and to look at the message that they give and the result. And just kind of compare and contrast these two ladies who are personifying the way of wisdom and the way of folly. So that the students can see that in the midst of a world that has a million different voices, a million different paths to the good life, to the happy life, presented at us all day, every day, the Proverbs really break down the world into only two options. There's only the way of wisdom and or the way of folly. There's no gray land. There's one or the other. And so this Proverbs 9 really helps to paint that picture that there's two voices speaking. There's Lady Wisdom and there's Lady Folly, and we need to go with Lady Wisdom because with her is life, and with Lady Folly there is death. So I'm just going to actually read the 12 or so verses quick that describe Lady Wisdom and Lady Folly, and then draw some application questions you can talk to your student about after that.
Sounds great.
So Proverbs 9 verses 1 through 6 is Lady Wisdom. This is how it goes. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beast. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. In other words, she's prepared a feast. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn and hear. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. So that's Lady Wisdom. Now compare that with Lady Folly down in 9:13 through 18. The woman Folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. So there's just these two ways. There's these two personifications here of wisdom and of folly. And I just want to spend the evening looking with our students at how they are characterized, what they do. So you've got Lady Wisdom working hard, having lots of skill, demonstrating that she has wisdom, that she has skill in living, and then presenting an honest and life-giving invitation. On the other side, you've got Lady Folly, who is lazy, loud, unskilled, without wisdom, and presents a false, phony invitation that'll only lead to death. So there's two very strong pictures here to look at. So with your students tonight, three questions you can discuss with them. First, what describes wisdom and what describes folly? So according to the verses that we looked at in this Lady Wisdom and Lady Folly, how do they picture the life of wisdom and the life of folly? So that's more of a content question, seeing how they're picking up what we're putting down. Question number two, which voice are you listening to? Which way are you headed? So that's more of the personal, when your student looks at their life, which voice are they listening to? Are they listening to Lady Folly? Are they being seduced by the voice of laziness, by the voice of cheapness and of a lack of hard work, a lack of diligence and skill? Are they being seduced by that foolish life, the life that looks good on the outside but is actually death on the inside? Or are they listening to Lady Wisdom and moving towards her? And obviously, we are complex people with all sorts of things going on in our hearts and all sorts of decisions each and every day. And so none of us are characterized solely by folly or solely by wisdom. We're all jumping between those two things all day long. The point is that Proverbs is setting up these two ways, and it's trying to coax us and convince us to go on the path of wisdom, to make that our priority and our life's mission. So talk to your student about how they've been responding to the way of wisdom versus the way of folly. And then getting to the heart at the end, third question, do you desire the way of wisdom? Do you desire the way of wisdom? So the question of desire, is there even a desire in your student's heart to be wise? Or are they content being fools? Do they even see that they're being fools? You know, what's going on in the hearts there? And that's the place, you know, I've heard a number of students who the idea of being a fool has been hugely transformational to them, seeing that they are being called to wisdom and not foolishness. So if your student is in that place where they want to be wise, where they want to live a wise life, that's where we go back to the gospel. And we see that Christ has forgiven our foolishness. He's forgiven our waywardness, our laziness. And he is offering through his grace and through his spirit, he's offering the tools we need to actually live this life that wisdom paints. So for parents, hopefully this will be a fruitful discussion tonight that leads to some good discussion for you guys. And, we are praying for you. I'm praying for you. Pray for me and pray for our leaders as we do this, each and every Wednesday. Go and disciple your student. Peace.